Hey everyone, this is Austin Scher here with We Write About Music, and I'm thrilled to have back on once again Julian Barbagallo. He has got a brand new record out. It is called Guard Fu, and I am super excited to talk to him all about it. Julian, thank you for being here. How are you doing today? What's going on?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, dude, always happy to have you. Whenever there's new music or just anything to talk about, you're the first person I think of. So thank you for taking the time. So as I mentioned before we started recording, I've listened to this record like three or four times now, and it is truly fantastic. I promise I'm not just saying that to sound like I'm being a nice person, but truly it's amazing. I've loved the singles that have come out, but listening to the entire record just in one fell swoop, it's wonderful. So I kind of want to know, how did this one get started for you?
Look, this was a bit different from the other ones because I before I was trying to concentrate all my efforts in a small amount of time with the recording and the writing. I was trying to make it happen pretty much at the same time, but I've been very busy during the making of that album, very busy touring with Tame Impala and very busy with my two little kids, so I was kind of trying to fit writing in and
Yeah.
recording gaps. So basically what happened is, like, for example, I made the first I recorded the first track. I don't know, I'm gonna say it was maybe late 2019 or whatever, or no,
Oh,
maybe not
wow.
that early. But anyway, yeah, the basically I noticed that it was exactly 2 years ago I received the first mix of my first song because I got it mixed by my friend Jack Lahana in Paris. But anyway, I did that first song, and then few months passed, and then I got time to do another one. So I was like wrapping up a second one a few months later, recording it, and then I was busy again with other stuff. So I was going like for like month,
Yeah.
I was making those isolated songs month apart to finally, have this whole album made. But it took maybe a year and a half, 2 years in the making, where usually I
Wow.
go, it takes time to release an album anyway,
Sure.
but usually to make it, I try to be more concise than that. But this time it took forever, but it was kind of interesting because it means also that when you start working on a new song, you're already in a different space in your mind.
Of course.
You're month away from the other song, so you're kind of like you listen to other stuff in the meantime. You are
Yeah.
thinking of other stuff, and you actually go somewhere where you wouldn't have gone if you made all the songs together at the same time. I don't know if it makes sense, but
No, it totally makes sense
more
because,
little capsules, actually.
of course, I mean, listen, I talked to a lot of people about, hey, we started making this record and it took us 6 months and we worked on each song in a linear way. We went from start to finish and then we just rearranged the track list. But you're kind of in an interesting situation where you're jumping all over the place and you're not always in like the musical space, but you're also busy. Like you're a busy person doing things. But the fact that I mean, 2 years seems reasonable to put this out.
Oh
And
yeah.
it's a long record too. It's close to an hour.
Oh no. It's it feels like an hour, but it's actually, oh, you probably
Maybe with
no,
the
it's
longer mix that you sent.
because there's like also like radio edits and stuff,
Oh,
so the
yeah.
full time, but it's actually like maybe 35 minutes or something
Okay. Much
if you
more
just the
palatable
hour.
for, of course, of
Yeah,
course.
yeah, yeah. No, it's not that long, but yeah, it's I thought it was fun to actually do this time. It was quite interesting, actually.
I'm sure. So, but considering that you were in different
Oh, I
states.
lost you.
Oh, here I am. I can hear you. This internet is, who knows? I was gonna say,
Cool.
considering that you were in different spaces, maybe even in the world or in your life, Do you find that the inspiration changed throughout making the record when it came to the lyrics?
Definitely. And because sometimes I'm not very good at writing lyrics. That's what I enjoy the most, but that's what I struggle the most with,
Sure.
weirdly. But it definitely means that every time I was kind of starting fresh, I don't
Yeah.
have a theme going through the album, so every time I was I was starting from scratch, kind of. And sometimes I hit a wall a few times. Other times it was flowing, and it's always very, very different. But my music is always done most of the time before the lyrics. So
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
it's a challenge every time. But I found also the actual frustration. Sometimes you feel frustrated with, no lyrics are coming, and this frustration is actually something I kind of like to tap into and
Sure.
to unlock things. It's an exercise, it's a gymnastic. I'm getting more, I mean, it's my fifth album, but
Yeah.
it's all the first, it's I never take it for granted and like, oh yeah, whatever I'm saying, it's fine. I always
No, you have to
try, I
care
try to
about it.
challenge myself. Yeah.
Right. Well,
Just
that's kind of the funny
want to
thing
know
is, yeah.
what's up being, sorry.
No, it's okay. The funny thing is, and I've said it before, I don't speak any French whatsoever. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know what the message is. So I know it matters to you, and I'm so happy that it does. But for me, listening to your voice and listening to the melodies, it's more about the feeling that it gives off
Yeah,
rather than
absolutely.
like, this is what he's talking about. So are there any songs on the record that you feel that have a special meaning in terms of what you wrote about?
Look, they all have different levels of meaning for me, and I actually find that with time, I actually find even other meanings to the lyrics, maybe some
Wow.
subconscious things that I put in the in the lyrics without knowing it at the time. But I'd like to think of my lyrics like vessels to,
Okay.
they can contain stuff that are my own, but I also like them to be able to receive everyone's, every listener's own thoughts. And that's what I enjoy in other artists' lyrics, when they give space to the listener to put their own things in
Yeah.
their own feelings and thoughts in the lyrics. You know what I mean? It
Sure.
gives it it's it's not that it's vague enough to allow that. It's just that it's universal enough
Sure.
in the choice I make for words and stuff like that.
No, I enjoy that though, because I feel that when people listen to your music, that is not necessarily, this is my story, this is what happened.
Oh yeah.
They can fill in their own meaning to it,
And that's not
and it
what I
gives
aim
them
for anyway.
meaning.
Yeah. I've
Right.
never been a storyteller or like a really, intimate songrider, that
Sure,
can
sure.
tell everyone's story at the, in one song.
I
I've never been
understand.
this kind of writer, so, and I'm not this kind of listener anyway, you know what I
Sure.
mean? I've been
Yeah.
listening to so much music where I don't understand the lyrics
No.
sometimes, English or Italian or Turkish or,
No,
Brazilian or
same
Portuguese.
here.
So I'd like to go for the ride, no matter what, no
Nice.
matter.
I love that, man. Another thing I wanted to know is, so this one I feel it covers a lot of different styles and genres. Each song, it definitely flows into one another, but you've really covered a lot of ground in terms of sound. How are you explaining this record to people? What are you describing it as?
I think, and that's also because I let a lot of time pass between every song.
Sure.
I think that also allowed me to develop a different style every time, you know. I was not stuck in a one style momentum, you know, as I was making the song. Yeah. So it kind of, I had this fresh canvas every time where I could just have fun and let myself, you know, tap into different influences for every song. So there's going to be a few, there's going to be a song that kind of feels a little bit like South American sometimes in the grooves. Okay. And there's going to be something a bit more rock, like more like classic 70s rock. And also I quite a lot of French 80s pop, you know. It's every time I just had fun with my influences, where sometimes I feel like when you make an album, you tend to just pick one.
Right. It needs to be this one concept record it doesn't need to be like that. 100%.
It doesn't. Well, I understand how you can get stuck in that. And I'm kind of thankful this time for not having the time to do all the work at the same time, so because it allowed me to just, you know, navigate those different styles that I enjoy and make them my own.
Nice. It sounds like you were listening to a lot of different music while you were making this. Is that correct?
Probably. Also, there's plenty of, and you know, old influences that you know, sometimes you don't remember you have them in you, but they just like resurface.
It's true.
Like a little surprise.
I understand. I mean, really though, that's what I like about this record, is it covers so many different styles and sounds. It's for everyone. It's not like, oh, if you just like pop music, you're going to enjoy this. It's for anyone that likes anything that you just mentioned, because there really is so much going on in it. And I respect it, man, because it's tough to make something that sounds so different, but also feels cohesive at the same time.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think what helped with that is that I've been working with my friend Jack Lahana again, because he worked on my album that was my second album called Grand Chien, and he mixed that one too. And I think we have a really unspoken great connection when it comes to what I imagine my songs should sound like. I don't know if you know what I mean. Like, I sent him my tracks, my separate tracks, and he came back straight away with like a mix that I basically didn't ask him to change.
Sure.
If there were any changes, they were like little tweaks. There was not like a major misunderstanding about what it should sound like. And he came back with a mix that reflected perfectly what I had in mind. And awesome. That helped with keeping all those different tracks, you know, that glued them together as an ensemble. And I'm very thankful for this this collaboration. Yeah.
That's awesome. In terms of the instrumentation, is everything you again?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm trying to think if I had.
Sure.
No, I mean, that's not true. There's a couple of friends who did some backing vocals, and there's also a friend who did who played bass on one. Yeah, but otherwise, it's all me here in my studio. Yeah.
Nice. Is there an instrument that you wish that you were better at when it comes to recording your own music?
All of them. Literally. Okay. All of them, but I'm getting better. Tell. Slowly at all of them, so you know, one day I'll get there.
Okay, well, you fooled me, because everything sounds great, and again, I'm not just saying that.
I've been working on new stuff recently, and I've got this idea of this prog album, like reconnecting with my old influences of, you know, nice. Genesis and stuff.
Yeah.
Now I can feel really my limitations in instruments like keyboards and stuff, and so it means that I need to spend way more time on each take and stuff. But it also means that it makes me a bit better for the future.
Totally understand. Are there one or two songs on this record that you're most excited for people to hear?
I'd say all of them, because I feel like this time I tried something. I try to be more a bit less complicated. I try to aim for something a bit more simple, a bit more genuine, with maybe a hopefully easier access to
Sure.
for listeners. And I'm kind of excited about that. And even for French listeners or Francophone French speakers, with the lyrics, I try to do something a little bit more accessible too. And there's a bit of every song has something I'm kind of like happy with compared
Nice.
to before, like small things sometimes, but that's my own little thing, because I don't expect people to, point at dot things and be like, oh wow, that line on that song, wow,
Sure.
that's gonna happen. But it's just me being just happy to let that album get out in the world.
Right. I think that's a very diplomatic answer for everyone to listen to the full record and, create your own opinion, because that's really all that
I
matters.
feel like, yeah, because you're never gonna like the same song. Like everybody has a different favorite song in every album, and I think it's these days I understand that it's pretty it's a lot to expect people to listen to a whole album.
Yeah.
But I want to encourage everyone to give that one a listen. It's only like half an hour pretty much. I'm sure you
Yeah.
have half an hour commute somewhere at some point in the week.
Absolutely.
You know?
Really though,
Just
no, like, and I will say
yeah.
it's a great driving record. It's got
Yeah.
enough energy about it. You're sitting in
You're
traffic or you're
driving.
cruising
If
down.
you're in the subway, or if you're at home with a spare half an hour with a glass of wine or a beer, or tea or
Perfect.
whatever, just go for it. Hopefully you find something in there.
Absolutely. I know you're a very busy person in terms of just like your life and your responsibilities and a kids and a wife. Is there any opportunity of you playing shows even locally for this record?
Not yet, but I'm
Okay.
working. I mean, it's not planned. I mean, we are we're planning right now with my booking agent in France a tour
Nice.
that will probably happen in September, October
Okay.
in France slash Europe. That's at the moment that's what we're working on. But I'll let you know as soon as I've got more details.
Awesome.
And yeah, who knows? Maybe here in Australia, we'll see what happens if I can make that happen. Yeah, or America, even that'd be even
Come on over. We'd love to have you.
right. That would be
Plenty
great.
of concert venues in Los Angeles, I'll say that.
Oh, I know. That's you're not lacking
No,
venues.
God, absolutely not. So let's see. I think we're still very much in the beginning of the year here, right at the beginning of March. You've got this record coming, you've got potential shows happening. Is there anything else going on in your life that you're looking forward to? Maybe even some goals that you'd like to hit by the end of the year.
Well, look, I've got, as I mentioned briefly before, I started working on what's coming after that album, actually,
Yeah.
because everything takes so much time, you better be prepared
Of
to
course.
start early. So I'm looking forward to develop that, because I'm really trying something quite different musically. I'm gonna try and do something, like more prog and way less pop
Awesome.
and something a little. But also my idea is to kind of, prog records, they can have those tracks that are like 12 minutes long or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to do, I don't know if I will manage to do that, but I'd like to just concentrate that in a small like 3 minute song and
Good
try and
luck.
as much prog that I can
Yeah.
get. Well, that's kind of my idea. So that's what I'm gonna do mainly musically in the next few months until I'm hopefully getting on the road with this record. And then it's yeah no it's trying to enjoy my family life as much as I can.
Yeah,
I
man.
don't know
I
if you
mean,
lost me there, but
I think I did for a sec, but I heard most of it. Yeah, because last time we spoke, you had literally just had a new kid. So,
Yeah, right. Yeah, well,
yeah.
yeah, there you go. He's still pretty small, so
Yeah, oh yeah, it hasn't been
but
that long, but that's amazing.
yeah, no, but it's great. It's been great. That's what is actually pretty cool about being a musician also. It means that you're sometimes away for a lot, but you're also lucky
Off for
to
a
be
lot.
home for a lot and enjoy your kids as much as you can. Yeah, that's pretty
Totally,
awesome.
man. Well, I think most people know you for your work as the live drummer for Tame Impala. So I'd love to ask you some questions along those lines.
Yeah.
First thing is what are your top five Tame Impala songs to play live?
Oh my God. That's a tough question because they're pretty much all very fun to play. Because as you know, Kevin is an awesome drummer, so he comes up with very fun drum parts to play. So, but like
Yeah.
I really enjoyed on the last tour, we played One More Hour. That was
Oh,
really fun.
yeah.
We used to close the show with it. That's super fun to play. Breathe Deeper has this awesome groove, and then yeah, no, and there's like old Apocalypse Dreams is still one of my favorite. You know,
Yeah.
they're all like, and they're still in the set list because there's such like milestones too in the Tame repertoire. You know, yeah, and yeah,
Nice. No,
those are examples.
That's a great answer.
They're all
Yeah.
throughout the discography,
They're all
I think.
amazing. There is an amazing picture out there of the entirety of Tame Impala and the cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
That has been circulating on the internet for probably like 10 years now. Is there a story on how you guys made it to the set?
Well, first of all, there are a few hardcore Always Sunny fans in the band,
Oh, I'm
and
sure.
back in the days, it happened because I knew one of the editors of the show,
Oh.
and he we were on tour and we were going through LA, and he said, "Would you be interested in just coming and have a look at the set?" And
Yeah.
we said, "Of course, that's such a fun
Hey.
experience. You know,
Yeah.
if you go through the mirror, you know." And they happened to shoot that day, and so we ended up just meeting everyone on the set, which was absolutely an absolute treat because they're such nice people, and they were very welcoming, and they knew the band, and we happened actually to meet Danny DeVito again at
I think I've
Coachella.
seen that picture too.
He's
That's
a
pretty
wild,
amazing.
wild
Oh my
character.
God.
But yeah, just one of those amazing little magical moments that only, you know, touring with the band can make happen, you know.
Yeah, that's incredible, man. And you don't have to answer this, but is there a song that you are most tired of playing in a live setting? The one that
Oh
you're
my God,
just like,
no.
maybe we can take that out.
No, absolutely. No, I'm not even
Cool.
kidding.
No, and I
No,
believe you.
nothing gets old really, because you know what? Even if a song is old because it was released a while ago, it's never old when you play, because your audience is always different and fresh
Great.
and excited. You know, for some of them it's the first time they're gonna hear that song
Yeah.
live. So for me, I'm always thrilled to be able to perform it for them, knowing that it might be the first time they're gonna hear it live, you know, and
Sure.
then that makes it like exciting every single night,
That
you know,
is
no
a
matter how
fantastic
long.
answer. It's true though, because you never know who you're playing to. Obviously, you're playing all over the world. What might be someone's 20th concert could also be someone's first concert.
Totally.
So you're there to
And
bring
you
the
have to,
energy
yeah,
and do the
you have to
thing.
bring the best energy you have in yourself, you know, for every song.
Absolutely. One more question on this topic. Is there any inkling of potentially new music or a tour coming?
Oh, look, like everyone, I saw that post on Instagram the other day, and
So did I. It's raising a lot of questions.
he said, "Don't worry." Well, I don't worry then. I'm not worried.
I mean, hey, that's as good as it gets because I know that he's doing a lot of stuff with like Dua Lipa and, you know, a bunch of other artists, which honestly has
Been
been
very
really
busy.
nice.
Sorry.
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said he's been very busy, indeed, yeah.
Yeah, very busy on the collaboration front. So I think that Don't Worry was like, hey, I'm here. We're headed back out. And you know what? For you, enjoy the downtime. Enjoy being with your
Absolutely.
family, doing your own
Oh.
thing. Your own music speaks for itself.
Yeah.
One more question to wrap this whole thing up. Basically, for the person that is going to discover your music from this interview, what's an opening message that you'd like to say to them before they listen to your music for the first time?
I'd like to say that it's music made by a French guy who has lots accent influences and who's also influenced by many different musics from around the world. So keep an open mind. Don't worry too much about the lyrics and try and just enjoy the trip, you know, the melodies, the energy. And yeah, and hopefully you find something that please your ears.
Awesome. That's as good as it gets. Julian, please let me plug your music before you before we wrap up here. For those who might have missed it, this is Julian Barbagallo. The record is called Guard Fu, and of course, once it is actually out, we'll have the links in our articles that you can listen and share and follow along and generally stay tuned. I'm excited, man. I hope you come to the US and do a solo tour, no matter how
I'd
big or
love
small
that.
it is. But
It'll
even if you
happen.
don't, I hope people that are in Europe or Australia or wherever you play can see the magic happen in a live setting. I think that'd be amazing.
Thank you for having me and thanks for your support.
You're very welcome. All right. Hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and let's talk soon. Bye bye.
All right. See
See
you
ya.
later.